This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It does have a point in connection with the message that says very few things in life happen immediately overnight. Most things take time. Think about relationships that you've had, relationships that you have now. Things got better over a period of time and things got worse. Perhaps is the case over time. Nothing happens quickly, or very few things happen quickly in relationships, in business, whether a business goes up or down, whether a job situation changes. There are times when things happen immediately or in a day or an hour. But most things in life take time to develop. And so it is with a person's belief system. I'm not naive enough to think that a man or woman can walk in this building on a Sunday morning, they've never heard the gospel before, they've never heard a message proclaimed before, and then expect them to just respond immediately. I realize that it takes time. That every Sunday I'm planting seeds, and then for some people, that day comes, that hour comes, where they do say to themselves privately, Jesus is who he claims to be. This stuff is true. Jesus is not some historical figure from the past that we kind of reverence or revere. He happens to be who he claims to be. He's Lord. And that becomes a defining moment, but it doesn't usually happen overnight. It happens over weeks and months, and for some people, even years. And you can testify that that was the case in your life. I used to say something that I've changed in my thinking. I've expanded. Here's what I used to say as a younger minister, that behind every minister or preacher is a spirit. Behind every teacher is a spirit. Behind every teaching is a spirit. I'm going to expand that in a minute, but it's certainly true with preacher and teacher and teachings. Because we're going to read today from the letter of 1 John, where the Apostle John says, test the spirits to see if they're from God, because you see, there is a spirit of truth. But he said, I've got to tell you, there's also a spirit of deception, a spirit of falsehood, a spirit of error. And all those words are used in the original meaning of that word, deception. So I want you to read what I consider to be one of the most important passages in the whole Bible, not just 1 John. We're studying the book of 1 John for 5 weeks. We're in chapter 4 today. The series is called Light, Love, and Life, and today's title, It Is What It Is. It Is What It Is. Chapter 4, verse 1 says this, Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Underline that. Many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God, and this is so important. You need to underline this if you do underline. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint or mindset, the culture of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. A spirit of truth or a spirit of falsehood.
Well, this message from 1 John, the 4th chapter, will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope, same time, same place.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.